We are kicking off today's podcast episode with a giveaway. Who doesn't love getting free stuff, especially when it's free, clean beauty products? Who doesn't want to win that? All you have to do is leave a 5-star rating and review of the show on iTunes or Spotify. Then you'll take a screenshot of your review and send me a DM with it or email me it. You will be entered into the giveaway and I will randomly select one winner. If you have already left a rating review, you can still enter by sending me that screenshot. There's a limited amount of products, so make sure that you get onto this as soon as possible. Good luck! Welcome to Balance Your Life Podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life Podcast. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon. Today we are doing a solo episode. So a few weeks ago, a little while back, Brad and I did a podcast recording. And of course, I'm sure if any of you are following me online, you noticed we did a pregnancy announcement. So very excited about that. And in that episode, I had mentioned that we had a little bit of a emergency, a little bit of a, I don't even want to say like an issue, but something had come up at the very ish start of the pregnancy, and a lot of people were asking me about it. I've talked to a few friends about it, and it is something that I don't think is very common. Most people I had spoken to about this had no idea about any of this, and I figured if I went through it, somebody else is bound to go through it, or, you know, if they're not pregnant but planning on having kids, this might be relevant to them, or maybe you know somebody who this has happened to and they also feel really lost and confused about what had happened, and I thought maybe this podcast episode might serve them or you. So today we are going to talk about the fact that I guess I have a negative blood type, which can be sometimes problematic for pregnant women. So to back up, when I was living in Ontario, my family doctor, if anybody remembers the show Lost, I feel like I'm dating myself, but there was an episode where Boone had needed a blood transfusion, and they were asking what blood type he was and trying to figure out what blood type he'd be able to do. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what blood type I am. What if one day I'm on a deserted island and I need to know what kind of blood type I am for a transfusion? Like, I should know this stuff. So knowing me, I went back to my family doctor just for some routine blood work. And I had asked, do you know what blood type I am? And he said, no, but we will add it to your requisition and we will find out what blood type you are. So very simple. Got it back. I mean, I would have been in high school, I think, at this time. So, you know, he's like, you're an A negative. And I was like, okay, like, what does that mean anything other than just knowing what it is? He goes, well, now you know what it is. And, you know, if you do choose to have children in the future, it might be of some cause for concern, but I wouldn't stress about it right now. You're not in that phase of your life. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. So, you know, fast forward to years and years and years later, I find out I am pregnant, and we don't have a family doctor out here in Nova Scotia, so I went to the walk-in. That was a whole thing in itself. I tried to do the virtual thing online. I mean, I'd done the pee stick, knew I was pregnant, did the pee stick twice, knew I was pregnant, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? All of the walk-ins at the time were full. Of course, I found out in like November, which is like peak flu and cold season. So anyone who was at the walk-ins was like so sick, and I was like, I don't want to get sick. And I just remember like bawling my eyes out to a receptionist at a walk-in clinic who turned me away because they were at full capacity. And I was like, I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do. I don't have a family doctor. So bless her soul, she ended up getting me in the next day to see the doctor. So go in. Doctor asked me a bunch of questions. Do you know what your blood type is? I go, yeah, it's an A negative. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm now you're starting to second guess yourself, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's A negative. She's like, okay, we're going to do some blood work just to confirm that, because this could be problematic. And I'm like, what does that even mean? She's like, I wouldn't stress about it. Let's just find out what blood type you are and we'll go from there. So I get my blood work done the next day, next week back in to see the walk-in doctor. And she's like, yeah, so you're an A negative blood type. What this might mean is, it's not usually a problem for your first baby. It can be problematic for any babies you choose to have after this. But essentially, we would have to give you a shot in order for your body to recognize that you're pregnant. Sometimes when moms are negative blood type, doesn't really matter what the baby is. It's just that the fact that the mom is a negative blood type, she can reject the baby. The body looks at it as an invasion and can reject the baby. So I'm like, okay, this seems like a problem. But I'm like, okay, is there anything it can do about it in the meantime? She's like, no. You know, once you progress throughout your pregnancy, you know, you'll have a OBGYN or a midwife or whatever you choose to have, and they will kind of decide if you need one, if you start to show symptoms, or if they just decide you need to have this shot. I'm like, okay. So I don't really stress about it. This is November. Fast forward to the first weekend in December, so December 3rd, and it's late at night. Brad and I had just finished watching a movie. Of course, Brad had a few drinks. He's feeling really good. Not me, not myself. I was just probably buzzed on chocolate chip cookies or something like that. I tend to have those on Saturday nights. And I go to the bathroom and, you know, I do my business, I wipe, and there's blood. And there's a questionable amount of blood. And I'm, like, at this point, I know I'm 5 or 6 weeks. Because I found out in November I was 5 weeks along. So I would have been, like, almost 8 weeks at this point. And I instantly, like, oh, no. Like, you know, all these thoughts going through your head. And the walk-in doctor has said, you know, if you start to bleed, if you have a high fever and blood, vomiting and blood, like you have to go to emergency. Doesn't matter what you're doing, like you have to just go to the ER, to the hospital. I'm like, okay. So I go to the bathroom, notice this blood, and I'm like, it's like 9:45 at night. I'm like, do I wait until the morning to go to the ER? Like, what do I do? And like, this is just me just in the bathroom kind of thinking to myself. So I come out and I'm bawling my eyes out. And Brad's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I think we need to go to the hospital. And he's like, okay. So, you know, after this had all happened, Brad had said to me, you know, I've never sobered up so quickly in my entire life. And not that he was drunk or anything, just, you know, like 3 beers in or something. And so he takes me over to the hospital. Luckily, we don't live very far from the hospital. So we get to the hospital. I go in. I see the intake nurse and, you know, I'm bawling my eyes out. We've never been to this hospital. So Brad just drops me off at the emergency door so he can figure out where to park. So I walk in by myself, bawling my eyes out. And, you know, the intake nurse was so nice, asking me all these questions. At this point, I didn't have a fever. I didn't have any chills. I wasn't vomiting. I had just had blood. So, and one of the questions they ask is like, is it spotting? Because, you know, there's implantation spotting. I'm like, no, this is not spotting. This was like blood. She's like, okay. She's like, sweetheart, we are at capacity. We cannot take anybody else on. And I just sit there and I bawl even harder. And she's like, you know, is this your first pregnancy? I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know what to do. I don't have a family doctor. I don't know if I should be going to a walk-in. So she takes a look. All the other hospitals, Halifax and Dartmouth, are also at full capacity. Although she's like, you know, they're bigger hospitals than this one. If you go, they'll see you at some point. I just can't guarantee you what time they'll see you. So I'm like, okay. Brad comes in at this point and he's like, okay, like, I guess we'll go down to Halifax. And, you know, I think the nurse just felt so bad for me. So she goes, just wait here for one moment. She disappears. She comes back out. She goes, okay, go have a seat in the waiting room. I can't promise you that the doctor can see you or when, but he's going to try. So I go, we wait. 12:30 in the morning, they call me in, and the doctor comes out and he goes, at this point, he goes, there's nothing I can do. We have no facility on site to do anything other than just make sure that the baby is in utero. So, and he's like, you know, the machines we have on site here for the ultrasound, they're not great, but I can tell if the baby is at least in the uterus. So, you know, they set me up and he's like, yeah, the baby's in there, you know, ask me a few questions. He's like, okay, I can't see anything that's like very alarming at this point. I can tell the baby is in the uterus. You're going to have to come back tomorrow. And he says, you know, we hit capacity really early. The hospital opens at 7, be here right then, and you're going to have a bunch more testing, blood work. They might have to give you a shot. So Brad and I go home. It's like at this point, so 12:30 they call me in, 1:30 the doctor sees me. So it's like 2:30 we're getting back to the house, and I end up falling asleep for a bit, but at 6 o'clock Brad and I are up. We're like, okay, let's get to the hospital as quickly as we can. Hopefully we'll be the first ones and they can just take us in right away. So we get to the hospital and there's a lineup outside the hospital, like the largest lineup. So Brad's like, okay, like, get out, you know, go wait in line. I'll park the car and I'll come back into the line. And we go inside. So we're waiting in line for what seems like forever. They do move through us pretty quickly to get us actually in the hospital. But everybody is like hacking and coughing. And there's some guy in there. He's one of the first people in there. And I later found out, I think he had like taken too many edibles. But he was making this like ralphing noise that like was just, you know, when you hear somebody throwing up and it's like the worst sound you've ever heard in your entire life. And it makes you want to throw up. So we're in there and this kid is just like, bleh. And like white foam is like coming out. And at first I was like, why aren't they doing anything about this? This kid is clearly dying. And Brad's like, no, he ate too many edibles. Like, they're just letting him ride it out. Like, if it was really serious, they would be out here. But he's like, look at the nurses. They've checked him out. They've sent him out there to like sit with himself. And, you know, he was with his mom and stuff. So he's probably embarrassed to say anything, but that's like, you know, try to ignore him. And everybody's like sick and coughing and throwing up everywhere, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm not really sick, I'm just pregnant, like, please leave me be. So sorry, trying to find a comfortable spot to sit on. And at this point I'm starting to like, I'm listening to everybody, it's hot in the hospital, I'm feeling very overwhelmed, like I'm having a panic attack. And I stand up, I'm like, hold my stuff, Brad. Like, I'm gonna pass out. I need to go outside. So I just like shove everything at Brad and like I bolt out the door, and it's freezing outside, but I'm like overheated, I'm hot, I'm sweating, I've got like the cold sweats, and I just like need to cool down. I was like, I could not listen to everybody else. Dry heaving and everything in there was disgusting. But luckily at that point they come and grab us, and because I'm pregnant they put us into quarantine room so I wouldn't get sick by anybody. And they come in, do you know, they ask all the questions like, what happened yesterday, we have record you were here. So I tell them. And at this point I didn't really have, I hadn't had any more bleeding, but they're like, okay, so they set me in, they're like, okay, we're going to do some routine blood work. You know, do you know your blood type? I'm like, yes, it's A negative. They're like, okay, so we'll just grab that information from your file. And, you know, it's very likely you're going to need what they call like the Winrho shot. It just means that it's a It's a live blood transfer, I guess. And whatever they give you, it's supposed to make your body recognize that there's a baby in there. So they do the blood work. Everything looks really good. And, you know, they're asking me all these other questions about anything else I could be experiencing. I'm like, no, you know, I feel good. All my levels are like, they're like, your levels are ideal. So, you know, we're going to give you this Winrose shot. I was there. I finally got the shot, I think around noon. So we had been there since 6:30 in the morning. Got the shot. Didn't really, like, felt okay about it. They keep me for a little bit just to observe me. Then they send me home. Of course, the moment I get home, I go to the bathroom again and there's a little bit of blood. I'm like, fuck, what should I do? So before we had left, the doctor had said, okay, you need to come back on Tuesday. He had also done a quick ultrasound just to make sure everything was looking okay on his end and had said, you know, I'm not an ultrasound tech. I need you to come back. You need to have a proper ultrasound. We need to see if there's like the placenta has come away or something else more is going on. But from what I can tell from your ultrasound, what your blood work is all showing us, it's very likely that it's just the fact that you have a negative blood type. And even though it's super scary and it's a rare blood type, this is a very common problem to have with that blood type. So, okay. You know, they send me home. Tuesday, I come back for the ultrasound. The tech takes me in and she goes, yeah, like, honestly, everything looks really good. The baby's in there. We saw like little bit of the baby. I was pretty soon in my pregnancy journey. So there wasn't like a ton you could see, but, you know, checks the heartbeat. Everything looks good. Uterus looks good. Placenta looks good. Baby looks good. You know, go back, wait for the doctor to come back and give you the official report, I guess, of everything. So we go back. Again, they put me in like a little quarantine room. Doctor comes in. Every doctor that I've had so far has been absolutely amazing. And he comes in very nice. And I hear he had a little bit of a scare. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, it's my first pregnancy. I really wasn't sure what to do. I don't have any family here that I can ask about. I haven't even told anybody I'm pregnant besides Brad yet. He's like, no worries. Like, again, this is a very common problem, even though it's not a common blood type. Very common problem. Everything looks really good. You know, like, this is probably just a fluke. And before, they used to, every negative blood type mom would get this shot. And then, you know, he was saying not everyone necessarily needed it. It seems to affect not necessarily the first baby, but babies after number one. So he goes, you know, we weren't giving it to everybody anymore that had a negative blood type, just kind of doing it on a case by case situations. And you're one of those situations. And, you know, usually they give it to pregnant mamas between 8 and 10 weeks. I was just on the cusp of being like 7 to 8 weeks. So they gave it to me. And so far, everything has been good. But it's been a wild ride. And I was so surprised when I was talking to a few girlfriends about this. And they were like, I've never heard of this before. Like, they're not negative blood types. Never heard of it. Ironically, my grandmother is a negative blood type. She has the same blood type as me and Brad's mom, which I think is just so, like, weirdly wild because, like, it's a rare blood type, and yet there's, like, 3 people in my family. So my grandmother actually had the same issues, and so did Brad's mom. And, yeah, so what happens going forward is I get the shot again at 20 weeks and then again in delivery. So they'll give it right away to me. To protect the baby, and this just ensures that my body's not rejecting the baby and everybody is happy and healthy. So I wanted to do this little podcast episode because I think it's something that's worth talking about. It was very scary for me. I had nobody to talk to about this. I had nobody to go back to and say, hey, like, you know, I know there's not a lot you can do, but, you know, maybe you can talk me off the cliff or off the edge of the cliff, like, I'm freaking out here. What was your experience like? You know, just to have somebody to talk to, really. So I hope that inspires someone out there or gives a little bit of hope to somebody or you know, if you know your negative blood type and you plan to have babies, but you haven't so far, this might be something that you need to think about. Again, not that it would stop you from it. Like, this didn't stop me. It was just like, okay, I knew, or now you, I guess, could know going forward that this might likely happen to you. You mean the shot wasn't a big deal. I did have to sign some paperwork because it's a live blood transfusion that they give you. So there's always like a tiny, teeny bit of risk. Like, and the doctor was like, this has never been an issue. I've never heard of anybody getting anything from it. But, you know, any time that we deal with blood on site, it there's cause for concern, and we just need you to like sign this paperwork, please. So yeah, I've been feeling really good ever since. I haven't had any issues. I've been feeling really good. I mean, so far I feel very blessed to have had a very easy pregnancy so far. A couple of tired days, never experienced any sort of morning sickness, which was amazing. Other than this little scare, I really can't complain. It's just been a really interesting, crazy, wild ride. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's podcast episode. I am so grateful for every single one of you. If you could take 2 seconds of your time to rate and review the show 5 stars, it means the absolute world to me. It helps to grow the show. It helps me to keep the lights on here. I know I'd love providing this free content for you, but in order to keep doing that, I need your help with that. So, you know, for every single one of you who've taken the time to already do that, thank you so much. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. And for those of you who haven't yet, again, it's 2 seconds, 5 seconds really, of your time to do that. And it gives me the opportunity to keep going forward and to keep putting out this content for you. So I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, and I will tune again in with you again real soon. If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.